The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on October 23, 1987 at New Taliban Farm in Carriere, Mississippi. The talk occurred during a wedding at Fire Yogya.
Northern side of the salt ocean, and it gives the whole directions here so that according to the Vedic cosmology, in the presence of Radhakanta, Nitai Gaur, cows, brahmanas, Vaishnavas, guru, that Nachuta Gotra, Talabundas, and Karuna Devi Dasi, who are the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, disciples of their respective guru, are here present for engaging in marriage vows, as well as at the same time there will be Harinam Bhagavati Diksha initiation, and directly remembering the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and on personally on behalf of Radha and Krishna, Sri Vrikular Das Adhikari Devo Sharma will have the honor of doing the Konya Dan, or the donation of the daughter, under the charge of the husband. That's basically what that all meant. The only problem is Ranganath brought the sheets yet. Vrikadar Prabhu, it's time to give the daughter on behalf of Radha and Krishna. Ranganath hasn't come yet with the sheets. Remember the vows? You want to give your Sri Kumari Parana Karuna Devi Dasi, who is in your charge, on behalf of C.C. Radha and Krishna, do you want to give your this daughter to be the wedded wife of Talabon Das? Do you take Kumari Parama Karuna Devi Dasi to be your wedded wife, to protect her and give her association to represent Krishna and the disciplic succession, and giving protection and spiritual guidance and good example as a Krishna conscious husband, and for not having separation? Say yes or no.
Yes, I do.
Kumari Karunya, is it Parama Karuna Devi Dasi? Do you accept Talabon Das as your husband to accompany him in his Krishna conscious sacrifices, to serve him as a wife in whether the situation is materially favorable, unfavorable, for the purpose of being Krishna conscious grihastas? Alright, so then face each other. You can lift up, someone can help them lift up the, you can take a, he gets the first peek. He gets the first peek. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Okay, take it off. Exchange garlands three times. You do that first one. Now she does the next one. She does the next one first. All right, now change seats. Face towards the yajna. Now, kumkum is put on the part in the hair. The head is covered by the sari, the sari and the chadar is tied together, and then Vrikodhar Prabhu will give a short explanation of the importance of Krishna conscious Grihastha. Could you follow that? Do you have kumkum? We need kumkum. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then after putting the kumkum, then can we have a mother with children happily living with her husband take these grains and tie the sari and the chadar together? Here's some grains. Is there a flower? Can I have one flower here? Give her a flower to put. Grain and a flower. Just one little flower. Not, just going to tie it up with a flower. It should be covered by a telephone. Put it overhead. Telephone, you put it overhead. And I'll tie the knot. These two cloths should be remain tied together for 7 days. All right, now we request His Grace Vrikodhar Prabhu to bless us with some Sabda Brahman nectar. Silence.
So I thought I would read from the seventh canto, the chapter entitled Ideal Family Life. Narada Muni replied, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instructions of the Vedas. Narada Muni replied, My dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their own livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. A Grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons. And with great respect, we must hear the nectar of the activities of the Supreme Lord and His incarnations, as these activities are described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus one should gradually become detached from affection for his wife and children, exactly like a man awakening from a dream. While working to earn his livelihood as much as necessary to maintain body and soul together, one who has actually learned should live in human society, unattached to family affairs, although externally appearing very much attached. An intelligent man in human society should make his own program of activities very simple. If there are suggestions from his friends, children, parents, brothers, or anyone else, he should externally agree, saying, yes, that is all right. But internally, he should determine not to create a cumbersome life in which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled. The natural products created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be utilized to maintain the bodies and souls of all living entities. The necessities of life are of three types: those produced from the sky, from rainfall, from the earth, from the mines, the seas, and the fields, and from the atmosphere, that which obtained suddenly and unexpectedly. One may claim proprietorship to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together. But one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief. He deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. One should treat animals such as deer, camels, asses, monkeys, mice, snakes, birds, and flies exactly like one's own son. How little difference there actually is between children and these innocent animals. Even if one is a householder rather than a brahmachari, a sannyasi, or a vanaprasth, one should not endeavor very hard for religiosity, economic development, or satisfaction of the senses. Even in household life, one should be satisfied to maintain body and soul together with whatever is available, with minimum endeavor, according to place and time, by the grace of the Lord. One should not engage oneself in ugra karma. Dogs, fallen persons, and untouchables, including chandalas, dog eaters, should all be maintained with their proper necessities, which should be contributed by the householders. Even one's wife at home, with whom one is most intimately attached, should be offered for the reception of guests and people in general. One so seriously considers one wife to be his own that he sometimes kills himself for her or kills others, including even his parents or a spiritual master or teacher. Therefore, if one can give up his attachment to such a wife, he conquers the Supreme Personality of Godhead was never conquered by anyone. Through proper due liberation, one should give up attraction to his wife's body, because that body will ultimately be transformed into small insects, stool or ashes. What is the value of this insignificant body? How much greater is the Supreme Being, who is all-pervading like the sky? An intelligent person should be satisfied with eating prasad, food offered to the Lord, or with performing the five different kinds of jagna, pancha sunya. By such activities, one can give up attachment to the body and so-called proprietorship with reference to the body. When one is able to do this, he is firmly fixed in the position of a mahatma. Every day, one should worship the Supreme Being who is situated in everyone's heart. And on this basis, one should separately worship the demigods, the saintly persons, ordinary human beings, and living entities, one's forefathers and oneself. In this way, one is able to worship the Supreme Being in the core of everyone's heart. When one is enriched with wealth and knowledge which are under his full control, and by means of which we can perform jagna, or please the Supreme Personality to perform sacrifices, offering oblations to the fire according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet although his lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear king, he is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouths of qualified brahmanas. Therefore, my dear king, first offer prasadam to the brahmanas and the demigods, and after sumptuously feeding them, you may distribute prasad to other living entities according to your ability. In this way, you will be able to worship all living entities, or in other words, the supreme living entity within every living entity. A brahmana who is sufficiently rich must offer oblations to the forefathers in the dark moon forenight, in the latter part of the month of Bhadra. Similarly, he should offer oblations to the relatives of the forefathers during the Mahalaya ceremonies and the month of Ashvina. One should perform the Shraddha ceremony on the Makara Shankranti, the day when the sun begins to move north, or on the Karkata Sankranti, the day when the sun begins to move south. One should also perform the ceremony on the Mesha Sankranti day and the Toshi Sankranti day, and the yoga name Vyadhipatra. On that day in which three lunar titis are conjoined, during an eclipse of either the moon or the sun, on the 12th lunar day, and in the Shravana Makshatra. One should perform this ceremony on the Akshaya Tirya day, on the 9th lunar day of the bright four nights of the month of Kartik, on the four Ashtakas in the winter season and cool season, on the 7th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magh, during the conjunction of Magha Nakshatra and the full moon day, and on the days when the moon is completely full, or night quite completely full, when these days are conjoined with the nakshatras, from which the names of certain months are derived, one should also perform the Shraddha ceremony on the 12th lunar day, when it is in conjunction with any of the nakshatras named Anrudra, Shravana, Uttarapagun, Uttara Shraddha, or Uttara Bhadrapada. Again, one should perform this ceremony when the 11th lunar day is in conjunction with either Uttara Phalgun, Uttara Shraddha, or Uttara Bhadrapada. Finally, one should perform the ceremony on days conjoined with one's own birth star, or with Shravana Nakshatra. At these seasonal times, all of these seasonal times are considered extremely auspicious for humanity. At such times, one should perform all auspicious activities. By such activities, a human being attains success in his short duration of life. When these periods of seasonal change, if one bathes in the Ganges and the Jamuna, or in another sacred place, if one chants, offers fire sacrifices, or executes vows, or if one worships the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the forefathers, the demigods, and the living entities in general, whatever he gives in charity, gives a permanently beneficial result. O King Yudhisthira, at the time prescribed for reformatory ritualistic ceremonies for oneself, one's wife or one's children, or during funeral ceremonies and annual death ceremonies, one must perform the auspicious ceremonies mentioned above in order to flourish in fruitive activities. Narada Muni continued. Now I should describe the places where religious performances may be well executed. Any place where a Vaishnava is available is an excellent place for all auspicious activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the support of this entire cosmic manifestation, with all its moving and non-moving living entities. And the temple where the deity of the Lord is installed is a most sacred place. Furthermore, places where learned Brahmanas observe Vedic principles by means of austerity, education, and mercy are also most auspicious and sacred. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritually done, it is certainly very effective. O King of the Earth, it has been decided by expert learned scholars that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in whom all that is moving or non-moving within this universe is resting, and from whom everything is coming, is the best person to whom everything must be given. O King Yudhisthira, the demigods, many great sages and saints, including even the four sons of Lord Brahma, and I myself were present at your Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be the first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person. The entire universe, which is full of living entities, is like a tree, whose root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta. Therefore, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. In all these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, he is known as Purushavatara. So those are just some of the instructions. But the most important one is it's outlined throughout all of them, is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be worshipped. So somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada always encouraged us that Krishna, if we can keep Krishna in the center of our activities, however simple they may be, such as eating, sleeping, mating, or defending, or even performing sacrifices, which require a lot of endeavor. For instance, we're doing this fire sacrifice. There are so many, as I mentioned, shraddha ceremonies. If Krishna is kept in the center, then everything becomes auspicious. So therefore, for that, a spiritual master is required to have the strength and the knowledge how to keep Krishna in the center. A bona fide representative of the Lord is required to guide one. And also it mentions the importance of associating with Vaishnava. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada created our International Society for Krishna Consciousness so it would be easy for us, as brahmacharis, as grihasthas, as vanaprasas, as sannyasas, to execute Krishna consciousness.